Welcome to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. Joe Cook, Ian Boyd, live in Atlanta, here at SEC Media Days. This stage behind us, Steve Sarkisian walked up to the Aggie Warren Hymn, which is a little funny, gave some updates about the 2025 Longhorns, talked to the media about what to expect from this year. Also got to hear from Arch Manning. He was right over there, had about 50 people tracking him. Michael Taff, Anthony Hill, also here. They got to spend some time with the local media as well. You've seen those videos on this channel. So if you've seen those, go to them, like, subscribe. You've seen those. If you are subscribed, they have popped up. So make sure you like this video, subscribe to the channel. But of course, we got to make mention of what's going on over at Inside Texas. $1 will get you access all the way up until August 30th. That is kickoff of the Ohio State game. $1 gets you great recruiting news. You got a lot of that today with Tyler Atkinson and James Johnson. More recruiting news coming up. We're tracking Derek Cooper. And of course, we've got the 2027 class starting to take focus. So $1. And if you have not, hey, this is where you learn about the Longhorns. Paul Wadlington's Thinking Texas Football, his 2025 Longhorn football prospectus. I read it over on the plane ride over here, and man, I learned so much about not only the Longhorns, each and every position, but their opponents and the entire SEC. So make sure you head and watch that. The link is in our description. But now we got to talk about talking season. This was basically the end of talking season. Next time we see Sark, next time we see Arch Manning, Anthony Hill, Michael Taff, we're going to be talking about what they did at practice. That should be in late July. But Ian, I'm curious, you know, let's start with Sark. Comes up here. Again, the Aggie Warren, which is pretty funny. But what were some of the things that, you know, even though we hear so much of what he says on a consistent basis, what were some of the things that really kind of stood out to you when he was either on the stage or what he said with the local media?
Well, he continues to – he's not shying from expectations for this team. He's not shying from expectations for Arch Manning. He brought Arch. He may or may not have coordinated landing two of the biggest recruits in the state of Georgia on the same day that Texas is on the stage, sharing it with Georgia, no less, and Kirby Smart. So it actually reminds me of the focus he had on Alabama in particular, mm-hmm, before Texas took them down in Tuscaloosa. Seems like he's made Georgia kind of his next little sociopathic project to get after them in every way he can.
When you lose twice to a team, I think that can happen. But yeah. what were some – you mentioned the expectations, and I think that's something that I know it was a long time ago. Tom Herman never talked about expectations. He was like, oh, 1-0, we want to be competing for the conference title, blah, blah, blah. And Sark has just shot past that and said, yes, we're Texas. Like, I know they don't gamble. They know they're the odds-on favorite. They know Arch Manning's a Heisman favorite. And I like the fact that they are willing to embrace that because it means that the players won't shy away from it.
Yeah, I think his mindset on how to coach at a place like Texas is exactly right. Helps having been at USC and Alabama during those dynasties. He knows you can't run from those sorts of expectations. You have to just take them on head on. Some of the ways that he would build up expectations for this year is that he praised Arch's demeanor as being calm, mm-hmm, collected, able to withstand adversity because he's just a even-keeled guy. It's not something you want to say about a young quarterback if you think there's a chance that he'll melt down, you know? He loves going over how the average GPA of the team keeps going up, almost to suggest, like, and we went up again this spring, so we're going to get better as a football team again.
We kind of got that whole spiel memorized at this point, I feel like.
Yeah, he's done a lot of interviews over the summer, so he was a little bit of a greatest hits from Sark over the last few months. And then he also he talked about the defense getting better this year, mm-hmm, which is tough to get better than they were last year. And I don't know if they're going to do it.
And the thing with the defense is, and Sark even kind of acknowledged this when he was talking with local media, is that, you know, yeah, you've got Arch Manning here. Yes, Sark's the play caller. But Anthony Hill is here, an All-American. Michael Taff is here, an All-American. so many of the questions are about the defense and what that defense can bring. And he even talked about, and Eric Nalin has gone on and on about this, about being a total football coach. He's like, I'm an offensive guy. Like, I'm a quarterback, but I know that defenses can help win championships and are key to making sure that the whole process happens. You wrote something, we both wrote something about Arch, kind of capitalized on the Arch Manning aspect. We'll get to that in a second. But first, got to hear something from our sponsor, and that is Andre the Lawyer.
This video is brought to you by Andre the Lawyer. If you're injured, trust the team that secured millions for their clients and helped thousands of Texans with their injury case. Car wrecks, slip and falls, 18-wheeler accidents, on-the-job injuries, and wrongful deaths. Don't let insurance tell you what your claim is worth. Hire Andre the Lawyer to fight for you. Principal office is in Dallas, but they serve Texans throughout the state. So don't wait and call Andre the Lawyer today at 214-444-8808. That's 214-444-8808. The contact information is in the description.
Thank you, Andre. We keep going. And again, the players brought Arch Manning, Anthony Hill, Michael Taff. Again, it was Arch Madness. And you wrote about it. I wrote about it. There's a little football field right here. Arch is on the 25. There were people all the way to the 35 and all the way to this kind of pseudo hash mark. A lot of people. And I talked with somebody that said, you know what? I was here for Clowney. I was here for Manziel. And remember, for Manziel, it was in the peak of autograph gate, all that stuff. Yeah. There's not that going on with Arch. The big story about Arch is just being Arch. But that's still a big story, and it seemed like he handled everything pretty well from my perspective. Maybe annoyed, but still handled it pretty well.
Yeah, I don't think he's like he's not up there loving to hear himself talk. That's right. For sure. I saw Billy Luch of Texax. I was asking him like, "Was this what it was like with Manziel?" He's like, "Well, not quite, but you know, Manziel had just been kicked out of the Manning Academy 2 days before he showed up at SEC Media Day, so hard to compare." He was unflappable today. Mm-hmm. He was getting questions from, you know, a million different places. Quick answers, move on. Wasn't trying to
run for the mayor of Fansville.
Was not running for the mayor of Fansville. I tried to see if I could catch him. Sometimes with players, you want to try to set a little hook in there to see if you can get them going and like kind of knock them out of their routine. So I asked him about how he ran the football last year in that package, which I compared to Tim Tebow, to see if that would trigger anything. And then I asked him if Sark should have put him in on the goal line against Ohio State. And either he didn't hear me clearly, or more likely he was just like, nope, I'm going to do what it takes to help the team win. I'm excited to help the team win. Next question.
And that's what you got. Like, he's not up there. If you find a transcript of him online, it's going to be like a lot of quick quotes, two or three sentences, next, next, next. And he's got every right to do that.
He's not saying next. Just
right.
To be clear.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. He's not Russell Westbrooking it, but he's answering the question, being polite, being himself, being a 21-year-old quarterback, being a 21-year-old college kid. And yeah, you can create the frenzy around it, but I think one thing that really stuck out to me is he wants the frenzy to be around his play. And yeah, he knows he's going to catch a lot of attention, but like, and he knows this is part of the job, but he made it very clear, like, I want to get out on the field. This is secondary. Those are his words. So it's exciting, but I know that he's probably very pleased that this part of the season, talking season, is over. Michael Taff, Anthony Hill, guys on defense. Anthony Hill's really fun to talk to. Yes. I asked him, like, hey, would you like to wear number 60? He's like, yeah, I'd be interested. Of course I'd like to do that. He's that type of player. And did you catch up with anything on him about what the way he may be used, or were you looking more for maybe some stuff about his teammates and the linebackers and defense Texas has?
He had a lot to say about his teammates, for sure. I asked him about the enormous leap he made in coverage from freshman year to sophomore year. Sophomore year, he was in the third down package playing in coverage a lot. And so I said, you know, last year did all this freshman year, and I kind of paused, and he goes, yeah, I didn't know what I was doing. It's just very self-effacing, easygoing guy. I think he is well primed for another big season. I don't know how much better he's going to get. I don't know how much better he can get.
He needs to be less beat up. I think I tried to ask him about that, and I know that's tough when you're trying to play a 17-game season. But, like, if he can – or if the coaches – or somehow he can, like, keep some hits off himself, that was a big problem. Because you saw his play deteriorate a little bit over the course of the end of the year, and that's football. That's playing middle linebacker. Not terribly, but there was a step back. And that's my thing. Just like you got to stay fully healthy. It's very hard. It's a collision sport. But, you know, that's my main thing, because you're right. I don't know exactly how he levels up. Maybe better in coverage, maybe more interceptions, but turnovers involve a lot of luck. But I think if he can keep himself at full go in a similar way he's going to have to do after he's picked in the first round of the NFL draft next year, deep into the season, deep into the playoffs, that's going to help this defense a whole lot.
Probably Brad Spence will help a lot there too.
He was
talking up his new teammate from Arkansas. So this Spence is almost like a like only a slight downgrade version of Hill himself.
They do a lot of the same stuff, and they look similar too.
And Trey Moore is there now as well. Mm-hmm. So they probably can keep a lot more tread on the tires for the playoff run if they're able to make one this season, I would think.
Michael Taff talked a lot about just being in Austin. If you saw the picture, he has a tie with the initials of people who died in the Camp Mystic flood, counselors, campers, the director. So he had that on, you know, front and center for media days, which speaks a lot about Michael Taff, and speaks a lot to the character. And Steve Sarkisian even said, like, that's probably one of the most interesting stories. Michael Taff, of course, but him as a walk-on becoming an All-American is probably one of the most interesting stories on the football team. Michael Taff's very accomplished off the field, on the field. He's back for another year. And he talked a little bit about, you know, the number one competitor on the offense is that guy, the other guy who wears number 16. And he said, I'm tired of having to go against Arch every week. I want to be able to root for him now. I think that speaks a little bit to his competitiveness and also the seriousness with which he's taking this 2025 season.
They're very competitive against each other, apparently. Arch Manning told a story that he was asked who was more competitive, and he said he settled on maybe Taff. He said Taff will do things like pick up trash and be like, I got to that trash before you. Taff apparently picked him off in a two-minute drill recently in their practices and let him hear a lot about it. It's funny, you wouldn't guess from these events that Taff is like a trash talker. He's very humble and trying to put focus on anybody else, right? But apparently he is a fiery competitor in his own right. I asked him also about staying healthy over the course of the season. He said he was super beat down over the course of the last year as well. He's been trying to learn how to strengthen his muscles for that and learn how to recover a little better. He looks about the same size as he did last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he wasn't able to add a lot of weight. Maybe that would work against his ability to move, but he looks very ready. I think him and Arch have a special relationship, and I think Texas fans have got to feel pretty good about those two guys being your two sort of team captains on either side of the ball.
About the defense, you know, they talk. I heard Michael Taff talk a lot about Jelani McDonald and the athletic things that he can do on the field.
Yeah.
Sark talked a lot about Derek Williams and how he's making progress. Mm. That secondary sounds like it's coming along really well. One of the things that really stood out to me about Taff is somebody asked him kind of in the local media session, like, when did you start speaking? Like, when did you start speaking up? And he said, my freshman year. And so he's okay, who like kind of gave you the pass to do that? Because Taff mentioned, I think he said, you know, I was saying something to Keandre Coburn. And if I remember right, Taff's freshman year would have been 2021. Keandre Coburn would have been in his fourth year in the program, maybe third, 18, 19, 20, 21. Yeah, so fourth year in the program. And, you know, that's Michael Taff, a walk-on, someone who didn't have a scholarship at that point, telling Keandre Coburn, a fourth-year player who had a decent season that year, comparatively, telling him to do something. And he said, you know who told me I could do that? Was Roshan Johnson. And so that's something that's been building from that point.
It all comes back to Roshan.
Yeah, it all does come back to Roshan. But that's something that's been building from that point, and now you see it be so, like, effortless. So, and it's not effortless, but it looks effortless. And I think that's something that's really special about Taff and what he's able to do. Anything else from media days? From, you know, we can see Paul talking back there. Obviously, the SEC's behind us. Kirby was at the stage, seemed a little flustered, as you noted. Maybe it's because he knew some recruiting news was coming down the pike, but
seemed perturbed. I would say very perturbed.
Yeah, they had some. You know, Gunnar Stockton is going to be something to track for them. I didn't get to watch much of Hugh Freeze and get to watch much of, you know, Josh Heupel, but Arch Manning was the thing that took center stage, and that's why we focused all our attention on that. And that's what we're going to do on this channel. Again, so much stuff on this channel from Arch, from Anthony Hill, from Michael Taff, from Sark. Our guy, Texas Homer, has been putting it all together. So give him a shout out in the comments. Make sure you do like this video. Make sure you do subscribe to the channel. Of course, if you have not done so yet, head to InsideTexas.com. If you sign up today, $1 with the link in the promo, that gets you access all the way until the Ohio State game starts. That's what everybody here is excited about. Didn't hear as much as I thought I would on that, but I think maybe some more just like it's game one over, you know, it's Ohio State. So make sure you head to, make sure you head to Inside Texas, $1 until August 30th. And of course, Paul Waddlington's Thinking Texas Football. All the teams that are here, he previewed them. The big players that are here, he previewed them as well, previewed the non-conference schedule, and went over every position on the Longhorns. You're going to want to get this. Eric Nalin also goes over the 2025 recruiting class. Number one in the country, Texas jumped into the top, I think, seven in the rankings with today's edition. So you're going to want to see what happened in 2025. And, of course, we'll track the 2026 class over Inside Texas. So, Ian, thank you so much. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com.